Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, cultural enrichment, and all-inclusive fares. Discover more at Viking.com.
Here's your midday brief for Thursday, August 11th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. OPEC has cut its worldwide oil demand forecasts for this year and 2023, as inflation weighs on businesses and consumers, and as central banks raise interest rates to cool rising prices. OPEC says a combination of weaker demand for oil and a steady climb in output from both OPEC and non-OPEC oil producers meant the oil market was close to balanced in the second quarter of the year, with demand exceeding supply by just 50,000 barrels a day. That suggests the oil cartel would likely see little need to increase output beyond the increases it agreed to last week. Two pieces of data about the U.S. economy out today from the Labor Department. The number of workers seeking initial unemployment claims ticked higher last week to a seasonally adjusted 262,000, the highest level so far this year. The weekly number has been on an upward trend since reaching a 50-year low in March. Also, the producer price index, a measure of what suppliers are charging businesses and other customers, increased at a slower pace in July compared to June, thanks largely to falling energy prices. The index often indicates the effect of inflation in the production pipeline, which businesses often pass on to consumers. And authorities in Evansville, Indiana, are trying to determine the cause of a house explosion yesterday afternoon that killed three people and damaged nearly 40 other homes. Evansville's fire chief says 11 of the damaged houses will have to be demolished, and that officials haven't been able to search every home for more potential victims because some of the buildings were unstable. We'll have a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker, or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.